Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, I hope whoever was able to tune in today to the radio show got the message soon enough. I did a quick one real fast because I wanted to kind of give an update on where we were with the film and all the excitement. I am Charles Maddox, many of you know me already, as the director of the film Trial by Fire, which is based on CRPS. And so this one is kind of for all my friends and family out there in the CRPS community who have been following and showing amazing support. So in about 2 hours, we will be, or 2 hours, we'll be headed to, or an hour and a half, we'll be headed to the award ceremony. This was our first film festival, so we are beyond excited about what has transpired over the last couple of days. I must say the love and affection that we've gotten from the film festival. Min, who's the organizer, has, I mean, bragged about us and boasted about us. We had the biggest turnout of any film that was screened here. Just a beautiful red carpet type of event. Afterwards, we were able to take pictures and answer a ton of questions based on CRPS. Dr. Hannah came out. So it was really, I must say, it was really invigorating because, you know, we just changed the game of CRPS by engaging not only people who have CRPS, who came in from literally, who flew in, who drove in, who got there any way they could to be a part of the excitement, but also the press, the media. You don't know how many people have saw the film that were in the theater who said, wow, I never knew anything about CRPS. I want to help. I want to do something. One guy said he wanted to help do a fundraiser for CRPS. So this is, if you don't understand the mission, I think that, you know, this is very key. I mean, we get a lot of people all the time who say, when is film coming out? When is film coming out? When is film coming out? How can we see it? Can we buy this? I think if we step back and kind of take ourselves out of the picture for a second and understand that we totally understand that people are hurting and that this means a lot to them, and God knows we thank them for that. But if we take ourselves out of the picture and say, what is really the best interest for the film and for the movement that they've created, then I think we'll see it a little bit clearer, right? Because when we have all of these people talking about CRPS now, that's the exciting part. That is what really it's all about. It's about people who don't know about CRPS, who may even have CRPS and don't know it. It's about doctors who need to know about this. It's about common people. Now we have people saying we want to do a fundraiser for CRPS. So now when nonprofits and organizations go to seek funding, they can now say, hey, you know what? I heard about that CRPS. I saw it on the news, or I read about it in the paper. I saw it on TV. So right now we are in a very productive stage where we're preparing the meal. And it's exciting to share when you prepare the meal, right? When you tell somebody, hey, I'm going to make a good meal for you, they're excited. You know, after the meal is done, it's hard to create excitement. So what we're doing now, and this is actually the process that all films have to go through, it's actually documentaries. Almost 99% of documentaries never make it anywhere. They maybe end up on YouTube or something like that, or Vimeo. And that's not why we created this. We are a legitimate film company that created an amazing piece of work so that the world can see this, so that it can be seen in the UK on BBC. It can be seen in America on Netflix or PBS, or around the world on Netflix or on Showtime and HBO. That's what you deserve. That's what you deserve. You don't deserve to be slapped somewhere so that just a few thousand people in CRPS community can see it. And then what? What good did that do for anyone in the CRPS community, and we didn't work this hard. We don't have the team that is fighting every day, from Diane to Nancy to Melissa to Alexia to Kim to Lori to Marty to Marie to the list goes on. Richard, we even have pulled in people working social media daily who don't have CRPS but just love the excitement of the community. Because what we wanted to do was create a social movement. So the engaging part of this is that you have Dr. Hannah who flew in just to be a part of the screening. We have other people who flew in. And we are engaging in talking about CRPS. We just had a reporter from Miami call us wanting to do something. We just were featured in Huffington Post. We have not just created a film. So if you're listening to this for the first time, we didn't just create a film. We created a movement for you guys. And we did this just for the people. You know, it's funny. I mentioned it the other day. I understand people are in pain and there's a lot to be shared and talked about. And people at times have frustrations. But I myself have been on the end that I don't want to be on from negative people. And I try at times to understand why, you know. I mean, I love this community and I truly hope that you guys can sort out any of those folks who make it hard for some. I've heard many who just are broken because they've left this group, left that group. They've been beaten up by this person, beaten up that person. And once again, I say it again, you guys have to be the one that stopped this. You know, in the process of making a film, and I said this before and I posted it, a film like Trial by Fire should cost at least $75,000. And trust me, that is on the small end. Michael Moore's documentaries cost $2-3 million. We did this for $20,000, and then I invested my own funds into this. There's no money being made here. There's no money per se to be made. Documentaries don't make money. Documentaries can open a door to other opportunities. So if somebody loves a documentary, they may say, "Hey, Charles, we'd love you to direct something else." But documentaries don't make money because what did I say earlier? 99% of them don't even get seen. They win a couple awards, or some don't even do that. And they go on YouTube or Vimeo or something like that. But for the filmmaker, it was a beautiful process. So in understanding when we're going to see it and when can they buy DVDs and things like that, wow, we love the support, trust me. It feels amazing to get these messages from around the world. But we want people to understand that it's a process. And, you know, you don't want to go into the kitchen if somebody is making filet mignon with some asparagus and Russian and say, "Hey, I'm hungry right now. Can you hurry up? I'm ready to eat. When is the dinner going to be made?" Because allowing the process, whether it takes a few weeks, a few months, we've waited this long. I think we can wait a little bit longer. But I think also what we can do now is be a part of the process. Right? We have, could be a few hundred thousand, if not more, with CRPS. We'd love for you guys to be a part of this. We'd love for you to help tweet, help get the word out. We'd love for you guys to continue to call TV stations, radio stations. Help make this a success, because we can't just have 5, 6, 7 people fighting to make this a success. You know, and I want to address, like, you know, we have, and a lot of people say, "Wow, why haven't you had support from this one and that organization and that organization?" Well, we wanted the same thing, because we came in this with a very pure heart. We only wanted to make something that the people can benefit from. This is not about my mother's CRPS per se. It initially started with her, but then as I met some amazing people in the community, I realized that, you know what? Man, there's some awesome people here, and I want to speak out for them, because this is what I heard they needed. I heard they needed a voice. I heard they needed a face. I heard they needed someone to champion the cause. And I said, you know what? Let me try. Maybe I can do it. So it's been very exciting, but at times you see the other side and you wonder, wow, you know, what did I step into? And why am I being attacked, right? I've had people question who my mother's relatives were. I've had people say, I wanted to be paid for an interview. That's why I didn't do it. I've had people say very nasty, silly things that I'm trying to understand why. And as a community, I think that you guys need to really stick together, because you have some amazing people in here who know nothing about some of the ins and outs of the community, right? And I'm just speaking as a filmmaker. And I'm glad I'm speaking like this, because I think you guys need to hear how I feel and what's on my mind as a filmmaker and also as a person. I think that a lot of people in the community need an organization, need to be led or need someone to follow. I believe if you guys really put yourselves first and do everything that you can do to help spread the word about this on your own, I don't think you need anyone. And if you do need someone, I think that you pull together and find good, like-minded, positive people. You know, at times, like I said, I've heard so much stuff about the negativity, and I wonder the type of person that can get on and post something very horrible about someone. I don't get it. And at times, because I defend myself from some of the negative, they don't even like that, right? I posted a GoFundMe, and I said, listen, we have people who put things on dogs that need to get a paw fixed, and they raised $50,000. We have an officer that I just passed away, their family trying to raise $300,000, and they raised almost $60,000. Just saw one today, $113,000. We've got a whole community of people who are suffering, and we only raise $20,000. That's not enough to make a movie, and it's definitely not enough to help continue spreading this word. So I'm hoping all the amazing people who are in this community are able to understand the work that each one of us is doing here today. I mean, once again, some of those people who flew in and drove in and spend time tweeting all day and Facebooking all day and doing everything they can. Some of them who don't have CRPS but just believe in this movement because it's a special movement. I'm hoping that we can ignite some of you guys to say, hey, you know what? We want to be a part of this special movement, and we want to help contribute to this movement by, you know, show us what to do. Do we have to call the local television stations, news stations? Do we have to tweet? Do we have to Facebook? What do we have to do? If you look at other movements that did very well, I compare Kony 2012, right? That was just to catch a warlord. In 48 hours, he raised $5 million. Just to catch a warlord, $5 million. So do keep posted, guys. We are so excited. We love you. We will keep you posted on the next film festivals. But just wanted to share that a lot is going on. Excitement, media, press, marketing. We want the world to know about CRPS. We don't want to just slap this out there somewhere. We want the best situation so that the people can not only see the film, but that the media can cover this, and we can get the same attention, if not bigger, than the Ice Bucket Challenge or Kony 2012, because you guys truly deserve this. This is truly from the heart with love, and we are fighting every day for the people, and this is a nonstop fight, and we're going to continue to fight. So have a great one. Try by Fire Movie. We need support on our GoFundMe page. We every dime goes back into the film, and it's important that we continue to fund. $1 can help us continue to pay for festivals and travel and media. So you guys are the stars, not me, and and lots to share, trust me, lots to share, all right? So have a good one, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. And once again, it's Charles Maddox, Trial by Fire movie update today. Bye-bye.